Hager says the endeavor of creating Texas's first gold depository began as a bill signed into law in 2015. The law allowed the comptroller to select Lone Star Tangible Assets, a private precious metals firm, to build and run the depository and allowed his office to monitor its operation. Hager says many gold investors in Texas currently store their gold in either out-of-state facilities or within a private Texas firm's vault.
There is really not a regulatory mechanism to ensure that those metals will be there if something happens with that company. And so that's part of this, is to making sure that now people can rest assured that the state has the oversight.
Construction on the new depository is expected to begin in early 2018. Hager says the clientele will likely be investors who use gold to diversify their investment portfolio and those who don't trust the value of the dollar or the government.
Those that were originally drafting the legislation, really had concern and, in fact, that they didn't want the federal government coming and confiscating gold.
Hager says due to the unique nature of the facility and its security needs, the city of Leander has authorized LSTA to build its own on-site firearms range and tactical training area. Texas's gold depository will be the nation's first state-administered depository. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.